One day, David asked, "If there is someone from Saul's house who is still alive, someone to whom he can show kindness out of love for Jonathan." So he sent for Ziba, a man who can be one of Saul's servants. "You are Ziba?" asked the king. He answered, "Yes, Lord, I am." Right away, the king asked him, "Is there anyone from Saul's family who is still alive? If so, I would like to show you the goodness of God." Ziba answered him, "One of Jonathan's children is still alive, crippled on both feet." "Where is he?" asked the king. "In Lodabar," Ziba answered him, "in the house of Machri, son of Amiel." This is a story that every time I read it, I can see how life can change us in the blink of an eye. In some moments, life can take a 180-degree turn, and maybe what was right will turn out to be wrong, and what was wrong starts to be right. If life never ceases to amaze us, and we do not stop living situations that can get a little complicated, but also good situations, not everything in life is bad. And although many times we make mistakes, because who has not made mistakes in life? Even knowing God at some point, you can make decisions that lead you to make a mistake. And that doesn't mean that God is not going to reject you, that God loves you more or loves you less, or that you were wrong or not. In fact, I have always thought that a person who is never wrong is because he never does anything. If you decide to do something, you have to understand that somewhere, at some moment, you can be wrong. And it's important how to face it in life. How we face every moment and every mistake we make, we can remember without pain, or we can spend our whole life sitting in the same place without wanting to do something else, bearing the blame, carrying sorrow, carrying frustration, because it's not necessary to deny that you were wrong. But every day we open our eyes, there is hope and there is opportunity to be able to correct. There is an opportunity to be able to surrender to God and let Him guide our steps. There is an opportunity to repent, experience those changes that lead us to grow and lead us to improve. Even if you grow, my beloved friend, even if you grow in life, even if you have experiences, and at a certain maturity, at some point, some error will happen. There are errors that happen. There are situations that happen to us that we don't look for, but they came. But what makes the difference? When you understand who is in your heart, when you understand that you have been loved, you have been forgiven by God, you understand that He has given you a new opportunity, and you have the right attitude to face every circumstance that arises today. There are things that if I ask you, if you could go back to the past, at what time would you return? Unfortunately, you can't, and we can't spend our life remembering what happened, pushing ourselves and bearing blame. It's necessary to let go, understanding that we are loved, accepted, approved by God. And when there is true repentance, He says, "You are a new creation." That's why this story, maybe you will feel identified with this story, because it talks about a young man who was born in a golden cradle. When he was born, his parents had a region. his grandfather was king, the father's prince. So he had been born in a palace. He had been born as a prince. More stunningly, some will say that he was born at the least opportune moment. Suddenly, you will say, I think I was born in the wrong place and at the least opportune moment. Although we did not ask to be born, God determined it, and God determined that you were born. I do not know in what circumstances you are. I do not know if you have gone through life as an error. I do not know if life has hit you many times to the point that you are lying on the floor or you have thrown yourself on the floor. It is scary to get up again because you think that when you get up again, you will receive another blow. Maybe yes. Perhaps the problem is not the blows. Jesus said that in the world, we are going to have many complications, many afflictions, such as good moments, but he placed a but that brings confidence that he has already conquered the world. If he conquered it, being in your life, he will give you the wisdom so that you can overcome the blows. He will always come while you are with life. Open blows, open moments of joy, open moments of crying. But what makes the difference is how you allow the counsel of God to reach your heart in such a way that you can make correct decisions and face life. Not with the information that you already have. Not with the painful experience that you already have. But with a heart healed by God to enjoy the new, the present, and the new that He has for you. If you face life with hurt heart, most likely chances are you try to avoid the pain from being strong. And you will spend a life preventing, avoiding the challenges, avoiding certain circumstances in order not to be hurt again. This boy, do you know what happened? Maybe he was at war at one of those enemies of the kings rose up against Israel to such an extent that he defeated the Israeli army. They killed Saul, who was his grandfather. They killed his father. And the next one they were going to kill was the son of the prince, because they were the ones who would inherit the throne. Perhaps they will kill their brothers, and the person who took care of it, when she realized that they were going to the palace to destroy everything and look for the descendants of the prince Jonathan to kill them, she took the baby, that baby boy, who was born in a golden cradle, that baby who deserved to continue in the palace, but who in a blink of an eye changed his life. And in the way that many would say, poor thing, this woman took this baby and took it running, hiding it. She had a good intention, but when she was leaving the palace, because of fear and hurry, the baby falls, and when he falls, his legs break. There was not only a mark for that disappearance of his father and his grandfather, but from that moment on, he was permanently crippled by the name of Mephibosheth. And then they took him to a place called Lodebar, which means a place of oblivion, a place where perhaps no one would ever hear of that descendant of Jonathan, the one who had been born in a golden cradle. No longer anyone in Lodebar, no one was important in that land of oblivion. It was a place where very few would think it would be the opportunity to start again. but it was the place where they took him. Now, if they had taken him, not crippled, suddenly we could say that he had some hope. But this boy got crippled from the feet. He had not had a good childhood. He did not have a good youth. Who knows if he could have had any few memories of the place where he had been born. But with the passing of time, he could remember less, and he drowned in more frustration and sadness. Although he no longer had his family, nor could this man walk, or he knew what was going to happen later. Because a king named David, a friend of his father, Jonathan, rises and wants to show mercy and begins to look for who has remained from the house of Jonathan, from the house of Saul, to whom he came and showed mercy. One Jonathan says of the servants, he left a son. His name is Mephibosheth, and he lives in Lodabar, in the place of oblivion. David sends to call him. And when David sends to call him, this man comes with his little one because he also has a son who perhaps was going to inherit all the misfortune of this man. Because he was always immersed in this past and had remained there in the sadness or pain that now life had been hard for him. What in life had touched him? Or perhaps you may be thinking, now this is my other failure. And again, I go through the same thing and I can't take it anymore. And I want to throw in the towel. Many things that today, at this moment, you suddenly want to do. But just as David sent for this boy, the king, God, and through this audio, he wants to take you out from that land of oblivion, and he sends to call you. When David sent to call him, he said, "Who am I? I'm a dead dog, so why do you call me in front of you?" His heart was destroyed, his identity damaged. And we could add many more things to him, that life had hit him in such a way that he thought he was going to die like that. But David tells him, "From today, I will return your place." I am speaking to you at the same point you attended church, you had a ministry, and now you left. The king sends to call you. I speak to you, the ones that are in the hospital bed. You think that everything is over? The king sends to call you. I am talking to you that right now you want to throw in the towel. You want to get rid of everything and not continue. I tell you, today the king is calling you. Today there is hope. I am talking to you who you think that you will end up alone in life for the mistakes you have made to such an extent that you think that God can no longer forgive you. Today, I have news through this audio. The king sends to call you. And David told Mephibosheth, "From today, you will no longer live in Lodabar. From today, you are going to live in the palace. You are going to go to the table and you will eat like one of my children. Not everyone sits at the table. He has to be a guest or a part of the family to sit at the king's table." You know what Jesus said when our Father taught, and he taught us to pray our daily bread, to give it to us today and forgive our offenses? If we fail at some point, we will make a mistake. But if there is something that you are going to find in the Father's house, it's an abundance of bread. And today the Father will say, "Come, let's sit at the table. Because if your sins were red like scarlet, they will become white as snow." We cannot change what happened yesterday. but we can be healed so that we can enjoy today. And that man accepted David's invitation and he returned to the palace where he came from. Perhaps you can tell me, but he returned with problems in his feet because he could not walk. He was crippled, of course. If he was crippled in his legs. But look at this. Mephibosheth, reference. When he sat at the table to eat and the tablecloth fell on him, all looked the same as princess. It's true. If he lifted the tablecloth and looked under the tablecloth, under the table, he would realize that he was invalid. But while sitting at the table, he was like the others. Where do I go with this? There are marks that are not going to be erased. Perhaps the memories are not going to leave unless you get amnesia. But we do not have the ability to forget. But we do appreciate the new that God gives us. And just as life changed you in a blink of an eye from evil, when Christ comes into your life, he returns and changes your life in a blink of an eye. And this is time for good and to make you see that not everything is bad and that in the house of the Father, in the house of God, there is abundance of bread. And every time you sit at the table, you have been redeemed, you have been loved, that you have been approved, that the Father loves you. Perhaps when you lift the tablecloth, you will notice marks that were there from the past. But you no longer remember with pain because you understand that you were loved, you were forgiven, and you were restored. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for that hope that you give us today, that we can enter confidently because your presence, ask for your forgiveness, that you lift us up, Lord, and that today we can understand that we can sit and cry or accept your forgiveness. And to get up and advance because you make everything new, Father. Thank you, Lord. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. There is hope. Blessings.